This is so incredibly bad.
Yeah.
What is this group anyway?
Styx?
Styx?
Is Styx really a group name?
I guess.
Coctean Twins. What the hell is Coctean Twins?
Crap. I don't know.
It sounds like easy listening.
Shucks.
What was that?
It's part of his collection.
It's part of your collection.
It's not working. So.
The microphone is working. You just have to sit next to it.
We're just really unprofessional.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
Unprofessional.
But not as unprofessional as they are.
It's this music. It's dragging us up the wall. But see, nobody out there wants to call and request anything, so we play this crap.
I guess.
See, Claire's really supposed to be doing this show, but she's kind of standing here looking at us funny.
She's all the way up the wall and on the ceiling.
She's scratching at the ceiling like a cat.
She does that, I guess. Normally when she's going through an enema.
An enema? Claire, tell us what an enema's like. She's looking at me like she doesn't know.
Turn off.
I thought that was a scream of pain, though.
Turn what off? This music?
Music. You call it music?
Muzak, you mean? It would be Muzak, but she's talking.
This is the shit you hear at McDonald's.
McDonald's? Come on, McDonald's has enough glass to not play this.
There's probably someone out here that actually likes this, though.
Well, see, that person should be listening to this station.
Yeah. I guess professors shouldn't.
Professors listen to this station?
They listen to this music, probably. I don't know. Who else listens to this station?
The people that go into those psychic stores for readings.
Oh.
Low blow.
Probably the Ravnos, too.
See, yesterday we went to Salem, and we had a psychic reading, so Chad here is going to tell us all about the psychic reading.
Go ahead, Chad.
I didn't go.
But you guys out there in Radioland, if you want to tell us about your psychic readings, you can go ahead and call us here at 824-8852 at WECB.
We will give you psychic readings.
We will give you psychic readings over the air.
If you want one.
We'll flip you over on the radio, give you psychic readings, and we'll
first
be just as good, if not better,
first call
than those
free.
People. First call is free.
Well,
it's $2.99 a minute after the first 10 minutes.
Claire doesn't know how to do it.
Claire's saying she doesn't know how to do the phone over the air. But I think if you try, if you call, she'll find out how.
Yeah, or you can give us a psychic reading. There's probably a lot of pagans out here.
Pagans?
Or Wiccans.
Get all these people wearing the Wiccan symbol all through school.
Yeah.
Do they really know what they're talking about? See, let me talk about this person I know. Her name's Jen. She's wearing the pentacle, you know, the Wiccan symbol, the five-pointed star that's supposed to be right side up. She's wearing it upside down, not realizing that it means something other than what she wants it to mean. And she's going around wearing this, thinking she's cool.
Yeah, but she's the nicest person I've met so far.
You're lying out of your butt.
No, everybody else seems to be like, I don't know.
Well,
okay, Jen may
it's a
be
hypnotic
nice.
Song.
She talks out of her butt, though. She has such a low, annoying voice, it sounds like it's just reverberating through her anus.
You can't say that.
I know, she probably supports this show.
She's probably listening right now,
she's
but that's okay.
Kill you.
Jen is excited.
Ooh, Jen.
If you never hear me again, that's because I was killed by Jen.
Jen's truly outrageous.
Truly outrageous. Jen. She's not that bad.
She is not outrageous. Ever.
She knows sign language. Kick your ass.
Ooh, the ancient art.
All right, all you people out there who are sick and tired of this crap music that we're playing this song.
Or are talking.
Coctean Twins. You just give us a call here and we'll put on something that you want. Make sure it doesn't have swear words because we're not allowed to swear over the air.
Damn college.
It really sucks. You can say ass on the air, though.
But not the one referring to, like, a specific part of the ass.
But you can't say asshole on here. Alright, we're looking for music now.
Can't say fuck either.
Chad said
I was just doing an example.
You said a naughty word.
That's something you can't say on the radio.
That's something we're not going to say.
We're looking for better music. Did you like our mix of Sesame Street and Christian Death a little while ago? That was for all those people who go around pretending like they're dead.
Goths,
I think that's
it.
What they call themselves, goths. You know, they really need to realize that they're not dead, they're alive, and don't paint their faces white because it makes them look dumb. Like, bro, the other day, this guy named Asher. Come.
Shut up!
Fight. A goth just came in and attacked Joe.
I'm getting ready to turn these microphones off.
Alright, he comes into the dining hall.
And he counts to 10? By twos? I don't know. I guess I don't know.
Somebody's listening to this stuff now. Hello?
ECB 99.9 FM 640 AM WECB, and I don't know why I'm getting feedback. Excuse me, feedback. Hello. Guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on? Turn off number 7 over there.
No.
Yeah, we're out for a little while there.
There we are.
We're
That's
out
better.
Because of a fire drill.
Great.
Ooh. I, of course, did not hear this fire drill.
And neither did we. Until Claire decided to go to the bathroom.
Sitting here in... Yeah. Sitting here in the studio.
You just CDs and...
You can't see or hear any fire alarm. Sitting
we can't hear you either, Claire.
Huh?
We can't hear what you're saying.
Well, okay.
Still can't hear you.
Fire drill screwed up the equipment.
Well,
no,
I
can't
don't
hear
know
the fire drill anywhere near us. I hope the fire department's listening.
In audio 4?
I still can't hear you, Claire.
Well, I'm just talking. In the recording studio, you can't hear the fire alarm. In the music library, you can't hear the fire alarm.
Blank, because dead air is bad.
Keep talking, then I'll fix it.
Okay, while we were having the fire drill, you were listening to the new CD by Aphex Twin, and the first 4 songs, I guess. And of those songs, of the plethora, their song number 1 was 4, called 4. 2 was Cornish Acid. 3 was Peak 82454521. And the 4th one, which you didn't hear all of, was Finger Bib. I guess this album came out in January.
Yeah, after that, our friend Joe here popped in Metallica with Wherever I Roam, whatever it's called, and he's not dead, actually.
He's just mellowed out.
He's holding a bandage against his head and stopping the blood.
I don't know.
I can suddenly hear myself talk.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
We can
hear ourselves,
cool.
too.
It's crazy.
Well, you got something to say?
Does Joe get to talk anymore?
Okay, in honor of the fire drill, we're going to put another song. It's by Prodigy and it's called Fire. Go for it.
99 WECB 99.9 FM 640 AM. You're listening to Induced Vomiting, and this is Claire. Here in the studio, I have my brother, Bill, friend Chad, and finally, my fiancé, Joseph, who I always dedicate a song to, always by Metallica, and almost always Nothing Else Matters, because that's our song. And I'm going to play it because finally he's here in the studio, and I can actually play it for him so he can hear it with me. So this is Nothing Else Matters by Metallica, going out to my fiancé, Joseph, who is actually here next to me, being very, very quiet. Thank you for listening to WECB.
Okay, the next song is gonna be dedicated to me, because maybe I'll be an art major one day. But anyway, it's number 6 of Pilgrimage off of the Killing Joke Democracy. And here we go.